Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning, Marion, Kentucky, as we move toward Memorial Day weekend. Do I have a treat for you this morning? I have with me Miss Kayla Davis Maxfield, and she's pretty fired up. She is actually related to one of the subjects of an article in this week's press, Bobby John Jennings. Just a very tragic story we have about him. He was a casualty of the Vietnam War, and she recalls all the family stories about him, and she's going to talk a little bit about that. Then she'll tell you maybe about an eagle she saw flying out in a field here locally. Most of you know Kayla, and she's pretty passionate about things, and she's become very passionate as she gets older and wiser, you might say, about Memorial Day and why we celebrate it. And some of us tend to, particularly when we're young, we don't understand the meaning of it, and why it should be honored and celebrated. And Kayla, just first of all, tell us just a little bit about how Bobby John Jennings fits into your family. And I hope people go read that story, because it's a story that a lot of people around here may not know.
When I picked up the press this morning and saw that you had written the article about Bobby John, it did do my heart some good, because it was such a tragic event for my family, something that has, through generations, like you said, it's something that I grew up hearing about Bobby John getting killed in the war. And I won't give the full rundown of your article, but it didn't just stop there for the family. It continued to go downhill, that loss of...
Yeah, without being a real spoiler, his father passed away upon hearing the news. So you'll want to read the whole story.
Yes. Yeah, my mom, when she first told me the story, my Aunt Mary, his wife, they came to the door, and before they even gave the news, Uncle John already knew, and he had to sit down in the chair before he passed. But yeah, you know, and that is truly, from a family standpoint, that's really the only veteran story that we have, minus my grandfather being in the National Guard. And so that kind of ties in. You were talking about the bald eagle. I was driving down the road delivering the paper a while ago, and I saw a bald eagle take flight, and tears just welled up in my eyes. Because it is Memorial Day coming this weekend, and for us to not understand, me to not understand what it's like to lose a direct loved one. I've recently started watching a documentary about 9/11 and Bin Laden, and I was telling you, I was 4.5 years old whenever 9/11 happened. It was a very huge memory in my mind, because I remember just the tragic look on my mother's face. She was on the phone with my dad in a panic that we were going to war. We were being taken over. And all of those things coming together, my generation especially, because we do not understand the full capacity of what our country went through in 9/11, we were so young. Because we do not understand the full capacity of the casualties that we went through in wars like Vietnam, and all of these wars that we've been through as a country, we just take it completely for granted. We take our freedoms completely for granted. And Memorial Day for me growing up, it was the entrance to summer. You know, summer's coming along after Memorial Day, Venture River's opening up. We get to go swimming. We get to play sports with our family. We get to have late nights around the bonfire. But why do we take that for granted?
We forget that people have given up their lives for us.
They have absolutely laid down their lives so that you and I can do this right here.
That's right.
And, you know, there are children today in school systems who will not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. There are people who talk about our country as if it is failing and going completely down. But there are people that answer that call and they are willing to give their life so that you and I can be free in this country. And so Memorial Day, in my opinion, as a 28-year-old American, of a precious 5-year-old little girl that starts kindergarten in August and will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance as long as I'm here, I just thank God for Memorial Day and what it means. It should be one of the highest held holidays, in my opinion, as an American.
And you are part of the celebration out at Shady Grove on Monday. While we're talking about that, I'll give you a quick rundown. You know, if you want to, if you're moved to be out and celebrate and honor those who have given their all for this country this weekend, there are multiple services in the area. The first one will be Saturday out at the Veterans Memorial at Black Ford. Going to be a really cool service. A 100-year-old World War II veteran will be there to provide the keynote message out at Black Ford. That starts at 10 a.m. Great. They always have a great program out there. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday morning, you can go down to the Burna American Legion and grab some breakfast at 8 a.m. before church. And then on Memorial Day itself, Monday, 10 a.m. out at Maple View Cemetery, the traditional service there that will be led by the American Legion. And then at 11 a.m., you and Lacey Duncan will be singing out at the Shady Grove Cemetery Memorial Day service. And Barclay Hughes, retired Marine captain, will be out there. He will be the keynote speaker, and Clay Stevens will be doing taps. And then again, hey, if you miss all of those, your last chance will be at 1 p.m. down in Fredonia, where the Fredonia Valley Veterans Memorial there in downtown on Cassidy Avenue on Main Strip in Fredonia. 1 p.m., you can go there, bring your chairs for seating. And just, you know, we do a great job of honoring our heroes, and just new banners that are hanging on the streets of Marion now, recognizing our local killed in action and missing in action soldiers. So, Kayla, I appreciate you joining me this morning. I've been trying to get you on this program and do some of your editorialization.
I want to add something else, too. You were giving the rundown on all the programs. I want to personally challenge those from my generation to get involved in these programs that they have. This will be the second year that Lacey and I have sang at Shady Grove, and each year they are the older people, the ones that were directly affected from Afghanistan, from Vietnam, all these places. It's wild. There's a World War II veteran that's going to be part of that, you know, but that right there just shows how huge of a deal it is to just be present for those that have stood on that line for us.
So we're going to switch gears now and visit with Pam Futrell, who is a niece of Bobby Jo Jennings. She's some kind of distant cousin of yours, and she's going to tell a little bit more about that story about Bobby John, not Bobby Joe. I think I said Bobby John. Bobby John Jennings, and his picture is on one of these banners hanging here in downtown Marion. So we're going to take a minute and visit with Pam before we get to the rest of the news. But first, here's a message from H&H Home and Hardware.
Hello friends, this is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right, it's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now, with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. Right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6, and we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
So I'm talking with Pam Futrell, who now lives in Huntsville, Alabama, and Pam is the niece of Bobby Jennings. And they called him Bobby John, I think, Pam. Tell me what you remember, or what you've been told about this time. I know you were very young, but
about this tragedy when he was killed in action, and then the father got the news?
From everything that I have been told, when the servicemen, the Army, came to the house to inform Mama and Papa Jennings that Bobby John had been killed, I was told that Papa had a heart attack at the time that he saw the officer at the door, because he knew that it couldn't be good news. So it was very traumatic time for the family. You know, everybody was really very shocked.
And the father, his name was John
John Bayless
Jennings, and he had had some history of heart disease, hadn't he? I mean, it was not something that was just out of the blue.
No, there was a history of heart disease.
Mm-hmm. But just the sheer shock of
the shock, right? Yeah.
And tell us what the family. Some of the family lore about Bobby John, and was there any details on what had actually happened? From my research, it sounded like he had been involved maybe in a Claymore mine deal, stepped on a mine, or was or close to it when it went off.
Yeah, that's I've got the actual official Army notification here. So he was serving as a rifleman, and I can't see it in here now, but it did was stepped in a Claymore mine and said, "I'm terrible at this." Said he contributed in the construction of this company and put many extra hours of labor in, but said he was mortally wounded due to being in hostile environment in a Claymore mine. So,
yeah. And do you have any recollection or memory of him?
I do not. You know, I mean, you see the pictures and that, but I do not have any recollection of him.
Were there any more stories about him when he was in high school, a young man, or anything that you remember?
Not really that come to mind. As I was kind of looking back through some of the papers that that my grandmother had, I did find out something that I did not realize, that he was also a Baptist minister. I actually had his ordination papers too, that said he was into the gospel ministry as of September the 10th, 1962. So,
gosh, he was pretty young, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he graduated high school in 1961. Looks like was drafted in October of 65 and then went overseas July 15th, but actually I don't think started service until October 15th of 1966.
Hmm. And is there any memorial to him? Do you know where he's buried? I'm not real sure.
He is buried in Rosebud.
Okay, at Rosebud.
Next to my grandmother and grandfather. No, he was born a Purple Heart, a bronze medal, and then there was I ran across paperwork that it was from an actual Vietnam award that he received, that the Republic of Vietnam issued, mm-hmm. which I wasn't aware of that. Said combat badge.
Okay, well, Pam, we have more on this article, obviously, in the Crittenden Press. And if anyone is interested, grab the Memorial Day issue, and you can read more about Bobby John Jennings, who was Crittenden County's second casualty in the Vietnam War.
Wright Temp Heating and Air Conditioning in Marion, Kentucky has been a staple in the community for the past 18 years under the ownership of Peter and Tracy Irish. Now with new owners, Ira and Chastity Hancock, we will continue to serve Crittenden and surrounding counties to meet all of their commercial and residential needs. We will continue to provide expertise and excellent service. We look forward to your business.
In other local news this week, Marion City Council on Monday voted to double its occupational tax and to raise water rates. The full details will be in the Crittenden Press this week. This comes not long after Crittenden County's local government tripled its payroll tax. So folks around Marion and Crittenden County will be paying a much larger sum out of their paychecks. You can get all those details in this week's Crittenden Press. Also, something you'll need to be aware of are some other bridge issues. This one down in Livingston County, along Van Hoosier Road, a bridge is out. And talking with Judge Williams down in Livingston, he tells me that there's another bridge on Shelby Store Road at the county line, that's the Crittenden-Livingston County line, is not doing too well either. It got a bad rating on a recent inspection, and now Livingston County is responsible for that bridge, and Judge Michael Williams says that plans are to shore it up a bit, and hopefully next spring when it gets another inspection, it may pass again, but he's concerned that it may not, and that would create a big problem because there's a lot of commuters that go through down there, a lot of people who work in the quarries and live over in southern Crittenden County, over around Edible. They all pass through that road, Shelby Store Road, that comes into Crittenden County. They're in the southern part of the county, just around Dykesburg. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. There's not a whole lot going on in local sports around the area right now. The pickleball courts have certainly been full. The new ones out at Marion Crittenden County Park and at the Armory. I was out there yesterday afternoon and they were both packed with pickleball players. That's become quite the fad these days. The high school baseball and softball seasons, as we told you earlier in the week, come to an end. The Lady Rockets lost in the first round of the district tournament 4-2 to Livingston County, and the boys lost to Trigg County on Sunday in the first round. Livingston Central will play Trigg County on Friday night, 6 p.m. over in Edible for the championship of the softball tournament. Lyon County has already won the softball championship for the 5th district. Aza McCord, a senior at Crittenden County High School, a baseball player, has been named to the all-district team, as well as some younger guys, Hudson Stokes, who is just a freshman, and junior Quinn Summers. The Lady Rocket all-district team will be announced on Friday. And track and field results, I do not have any. That meet was going on late yesterday down at Murray, and there was some anticipation we would have some athletes make it to the state finals from their performances in this regional event. I'll have all those results for you of state qualifiers on Monday's podcast. So we're going to wrap things up. Had a long podcast today, but wanted to get you filled in on all this Memorial Day stuff. Don't forget, get out this weekend. Go to one of the events here in Crittenden, Caldwell, or Livingston counties and celebrate and remember these individuals who gave the ultimate sacrifice for you, me, and all of the free world. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.